Have you ever heard someone say, God's the God of second chances? He gives second chances. His mercy and grace gives us a second chance. Isn't it wonderful? We get second chances. You know what? That's not true at all. You might go, whoa, wait a second, Garth. God does give second chances. The reality is, when you look at Scripture, He doesn't. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. Hope you're having a good day. Hey, got a lot going on. Don't forget, wellbuiltsupplements.com. Go to their Facebook page. Like them, share them. Win some free supplements. Yes. They got some great stuff. Also, need a website, Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Whether you need a big website or a small website, his company will do you right. And continue to reach out to me at TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Love all the feedback I've been getting lately. Thank you so much. And finally, the David Alliance swag is back up online. It is being hosted by Revolution4Fathers.com. That's Revolution, the number 4Fathers.com. Now, if you go there, you see our little logo. We've got our Crazy About Jesus t-shirt. And on the back of it, it says Jesus with a t-shirt on that says Crazy About Your name. You get to put your name there. Pretty cool. We also have giant killer water bottles, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, and we're adding stuff, not daily, but definitely weekly, trying to get all our stuff up there. I've already ordered from the site. The stuff is fantastic. So check it out. Revolution, the number 4Fathers.com. I will continue to update you on what's coming down on that website. It's going to be fantastic. Now, today's podcast is going to be a heart check. Now, sometimes when we go with the heart check, guys can be a little like, oh, so it's going to be like super spiritual. It's not going to be funny or cool or on the edge. Look, this is important today, especially where our world is headed. I believe more than ever, we are 10 years away at most for Jesus coming back. I'm excited about it. But with that, we have to do a heart check once in a while as men. So maybe the hardest thing for us to understand when we talk about a heart check is God's forgiveness. His forgiveness, not earned. It's not measured out by behavior. It's not lost. It's not built up like credit. We don't get any more forgiveness than the next person, nor do we get any extra, like, nod or a smile and a wink from God when we've done really good and we just happen to mess up and He goes, it's okay. You had 3 really good weeks. I'll overlook it. That's not forgiveness. The truth is, we look at forgiveness like it's a second chance. And God doesn't give second chances. Oh, I know. You're going, I know where this is going, Garth. He doesn't give second chances. He gives third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth chances. No, He truly does not give second chances. Why? Because when He forgives, He not only forgets, but He abandons our sins into utter non-existence. Listen to this verse, Psalm 103:12. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Notice the earth is always rotating, you know, from east to west, round and round, so that ends never meet. So David's using this verse to say, God's, when He forgives our sins, they're forever lost. The word there, remove, in the Hebrew means completely and utterly lost and abandoned, gone forever, forgotten forever. So why am I saying this? Because let's say you sin. Let's back up. Let's say you come to God, you ask Him into your life, you ask Him for His blood to forgive you, you commit your life to Him, you're forgiven, you're clean, you're righteous before Him, and you start living for Him. But at some point in time, you sin again, and you go to Him, and you confess your sins, you repent, and ask Him to strengthen you, and He does, but you blow it again, and you go to Him, and you say, God, can you please give me a second chance, and forgive me? And He says, what do you mean by second chance? Well, I sinned. Can you forgive me again? Give me a second chance. And God says, well, I checked my records, and you're righteous and holy in my sight, and I see no record of sin. See, no matter how many times we sin, when we come to Him, He's already forgiven. He's already forgotten forever. When we come back to him and repent and ask for forgiveness, he does not see it as a second chance because he never saw the first one that he overlooked. We repented. We're holy. We're clean. We're righteous. We're forgiven. Now, I believe there's a difference from the first time when we come to him and ask for forgiveness and for other times when we come to him and we repent of sins that we've done. But after that, we're called to confess our sins, not only to one another, but to God. We're called to bring our sin out into the light. It is at this point, he sees it as like maybe our first time, like I was saying about, and he never remembers it again once we confess it. Now, this is not the point of today's podcast. This is a buildup. The point is this. Regardless of your views on forgiveness, we as humans keep score. Even if God doesn't, we keep score. Look, I look at people on, you know, social media who are supposedly Christians, and maybe they are. But I want to judge their behavior. I want to say, look, if they're really a Christian, why would they say that, do that, dress like that, go there? I'm fallible in the fact that I kind of look at God's forgiveness as deserved by some and not so much by others. And the truth is, because we keep score, we keep score on ourselves. Why is it so hard to step out in boldness? Because we keep score. But if we realize that God has washed us in his blood, forgiven us, we're free from sin, we can move freely to serve him. If we quit rating ourselves, if we quit keeping score on ourselves like we do others, it'll sure free us up to serve him in a much greater way. And wait, there's more. So if I'm forgiven, why do I go to him and repent when I sin again? Well, it has to do with intimacy. Forgiveness is the platform. Repentance is the platform for intimacy. Once you have acquired a taste for God and his intimacy, you don't want to stain it. Today is not about really forgiveness. It's actually more about intimacy. How do I keep and continue in that intimacy? How much time do I spend with Jesus to create that intimacy? See, it's getting easier and easier to not sin when I'm intimate with Jesus. It's getting easier and easier to repent when I have a bad attitude or say something or do something because I so badly am in love and with that intimacy, I cherish it so much. It's so valuable to me. I don't want to ever risk it. You know, I have people come to me and say all the time, literally, even today, how can you do a podcast every day? Well, if I'm honest, it's because I'm intimate with Jesus and that makes it pretty easy. If I miss a day, I can definitely feel it. If I miss 2 days, I can definitely feel it, and so can my wife. If I miss 3 days with Jesus, pretty much everyone around me can feel it. Look, I need, I want, and I desire intimacy. I'm addicted to it, to the point of I don't want to allow or take a chance of anything getting in the way. I've gone to people and said, hey, when I said this or when I did this, did it offend you? Did it hurt you? Because I want to make sure I haven't offended God by offending another one of his children. Intimacy is that important to me. So I revel in his forgiveness. And I'm eager to repent when I need to because it's all about staying on the lap of Jesus with my head on his chest, listening to him. And when you have that, you don't want anything to get in the way, regardless. So, thankful today that God doesn't give second chances. He's always there for me, and because of that, it draws me even closer and wanting an even more intimate relationship with God the Father. This is Garth Heckman of the David Lines. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.